In today's episode, we are going to be talking about why it's important to embrace the season that you're currently in. One of the things I've found out is sometimes we don't even recognize the season until it's too late. We're going to cover some points that I think will be helpful for you to really begin to embrace the season that you are in right now. So make sure you join us for this podcast. I'll see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur and you are struggling in the area of your faith, your focus, or your finances, maybe you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a business, but you don't know where to go, what to do, or how to get going. Maybe you've already started a business and you just want to scale it, but you need someone to be able to support you to be able to get there. If that's you in any way, you are in the right place. I am your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T. I am the host of this podcast, Faith, Focus, and Finances, and I am here to be able to support you in wherever it is you're trying to grow, whether it's in your faith, whether it's in your focus on your mindset, maybe your finances, because together we are going to get there. This podcast is part of the CCO Club Network. You can go to ccoclub.com to find more information. But if you are here, make sure that you are ready to go in, because a sister goes in on what it is she does. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to pour out everything that I have inside of me to be able to support you on your journey. So make sure you hang out with me and get this information, because I know together we are going to be blessed. I will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we are talking to women all over the world about how you can grow, how you can live, how you can become in these three areas. I am so glad that you guys are with me. So glad. Always, I like to shout out those of you who have been with me since day one, my day oneers. I thank you for those who are making donations, which is always in the description, so that if you want to be able to partake, to be able to help us out, to spread the good news of this podcast even further, you have the opportunity to do just that. I don't think this is going to be a long podcast, but we'll see. We're going to just go with it and see where we end up. But we're really talking about embracing your current season. Was having a conversation with a sister friend, and she was teaching some stuff, and I was asking her some questions. And one of the things that she was talking about, we were talking about your strengths and being able to lean into the strengths that you have, the strengths that you currently have, whatever it is in wherever you are in your life or wherever you are in your business, but being able to embrace the strengths that you have. And one of the things that is important, if you've ever done like a strength test or anything like that, is that you recognize that you go through what you're going through in different seasons, right? Like you could be like, say, so for example, one of the things I recognized was I am currently not in a season where I am a school leader. I'm not working in a school. I'm not, you know, leading teachers, support staff. I'm not doing anything with curriculum that way. I do my own curriculum, but I'm not doing anything as it relates to direct education. I'm not leading students. I'm not, you know, doing anything in that respect. And quite honestly, it's been a little while since I've done that. And what that means is that what the strengths that I have now are possibly have shifted, and they have, because I am leaning more into strategic thinking and helping out my church, helping out business partners, helping out those that I'm coaching and consulting with strategy, because that is my season that I'm in. And one of the things that we have to understand is that it's so important to pay attention to the particular season that you may be in, because we can be thinking that we're operating in one area where, and we haven't paid attention to the season shift, right? And you can find yourself in a frustrating situation all because you haven't recognized that the season shifted, right? And that's a huge deal. You know, you can think about it in terms of, let's just say, grief, right? So which is like that's probably an easier season to understand. When if there's something that's going on that have caused you grief, the longer you live or the farther away you get from that, the grief just shifts. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody gets past that particular grief, but you deal with it differently, right? Because the seasons shift. And I so thank God that we don't, as that example, as I'm talking about grief, we don't always stay in that particular area, right? Because seasons shift. You could be in a season where you're learning and you're partaking in, let's say, school or getting a skill set or doing something of that nature, and then you're not. Well, so the season shifted. So it's so important to recognize and understand that. And what ends up happening most of the time, this is what this sister was talking about, and it was so profound, is that sometimes we don't even recognize a season because we're in the season. It takes us being down the road in the season to even understand that it shifted. I'll give you an example. Years ago, when I was first a principal of a school, I remember one day stopping and thinking about the fact that I was having these headaches. I may have told this story before, but if I did, just go with me again. But I was having headaches. I was having these migraines, and I sat at my desk and I was thinking, man, I had migraine. And I said, I had a migraine yesterday. And then I stopped to think and I said, I've been having migraines for the last 3 weeks. And I started crying. I started crying because I was in it so much, and I was so busy in what it was I was doing, trying to lead, being as a new principal. I didn't recognize that. And it took me, I think it was probably a stroke of God to just say, you do realize this has been something that's going on. We had to go to the doctor and, try to, get some tests and, try to get that thing figured out. But the thing that I'm trying to make you understand with that story is that when it started, I didn't recognize that that's what was happening, right? You could be in a season where you were doing some things, and you are some of us are emotional eaters, right? And you're doing some things, and it's like, I'll tend to do this, like, oh, it's just a little bit. I'm only just doing a little bit today. And then the next day, well, it's only a little bit. I'm only eating these few chips, or I'm eating these few things, or I'm eating this little bit. But those little bits, I'm telling you, them little bits will stack up on you. I'm telling you, that is one thing. If I didn't learn anything, I've known that, is that they stack up on you. Now I'm in a different season. So it's so important for me to understand why, what's going on, for me to even feel like this, if I know where that's going to lead, right? And so one of the things that I'm really encouraging you to do is take some time periodically to think about the season that you're in. Are you in a season of lack? Are you in a season of overflow? Are you in a season of contemplation? Are you in a season of joy, a season of love? Like, are you in a season of really trying to lean into God in a different way? Like, think about your season. Think about the season if you have a business. What season is it in? Because sometimes what I think that we do, even with business, is we know, we see the vision of where we want to go, but where we want to go is not where we are. And sometimes we can be operating on the want to go that we miss the season and the things that are necessary for the right now. That can happen in relationships. That can happen in a lot of different areas. And so I'm hoping that thinking about this, embracing your current season, is so important for you that you are willing and able to stop and understand that some of the things that you may be going through, positively or not so positive, I don't even want to say negative, but positive or not so positive, is because of the season. So the first point that I want you to understand is that you have to identify and understand the purpose of your current season, right? Maybe, and regardless of how it is impacting you emotionally, I want you to ask yourself, what do I need to learn in this season? What is God trying to tell me? What's the focus right now? What do I need to step back from and look at from a 30,000 foot view? Because it's easier, it's a different perspective when you step out of self to look at things, right? As opposed to when you're in it. And sometimes we're just going, and we're in it. We're living, we're raising kids, we're working, we're building, that we forget to take a step back, right? and look at what it is that we might be learning, or what we need to, we might need to be seeing for this particular season. So I think it's very, very important for us to understand that. Journaling and praying about it, I think, can help to bring about some insights and even some clarity to what you are in and why you might need to be there. Another one is, my God, this might set somebody free. Avoiding comparing your seasons to other people's journeys and season, or an old season that you had. I'm going to say that again. Avoid comparing yourself to other people's seasons or journeys, or an old season that you had, right? Because that'll rob you. That'll rob you of where you are. I know I've been guilty of it, looking at where I'm at and where other people are at, like, what am I doing wrong? I know I'm one of your kids, God. I know I'm one of your chosen one. You know, I know the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. And I know I'm one of the chosen ones, right? So how come it look like, you know, this culture way? How come it look like they're thriving and I'm over here suffering, right? Like, avoid that, because it's going to rob you of the blessing that God has for you, right? That you really have to focus on the positives that you are learning from where you are, right? And being content and really avoiding that temptation to compare. Really, really avoiding it. Really avoiding where you used to be and where you are. And I think that's especially harder as we get older, because we know our time is a lot more limited, right? And really avoid allowing your mind to go there, because that's where the devil will just sling you up against a wall, right? So avoid that comparison, whatever kind of comparison it is, just avoid that at all costs. The next point is, this is, I think, something that's very good. It says, embrace slowness and rest if you're in a waiting season. When I tell you that's easier said than done, I am a living witness to that. Embracing the slowness and rest if you're in a waiting season. Now, if you are a person like myself who lived your life on 1,000, you run and you go and you build at the speed of light. You have that I'm ready to take over the world type mentality. This is going to be challenging for you. Embracing the slowness. Don't nobody know what that means. Like, if you're like me, like, for those of you who could live on a three, you know, you guys remember I said that a while ago, like, that's where my current speed is, living on a three. When I tell you that's one of the most difficult things I've had to do in my entire life, is slow down and rest, especially if you're in a waiting season. And I know I'm in a waiting season right now. I'm going to say one of the most favorite things I love to say, I ain't got to like it though. I ain't got to like it. I'm telling you guys, steal that. Give me credit the first time, but then start using it like it's your own. Well, no matter what's going on in your life that you don't like, it might be facts. It might be true. It might be necessary, but you ain't got to like it. I said it, deal with it, and I'm not taking it back. Right? So you just have to understand that this part of it. And while I really think that I'm in a much more understanding season, that I'm getting the importance of this slowness and rest because I'm in the waiting season. Like, I'm trying to hug it, right? Because I'm a good hugger, I think. And I want to hug it. I want to hug it tight, and I want to just embrace it. And I want to stand there for a while, that uncomfortable, you know, when you got to rub somebody back. That's what I'm trying to do with this season, is just understand it and not fall into old ways of doing things where I'm hugging and embracing this slowness and this rest with my eyes looking down the street. I don't want to do that anymore. I'm tired. I'm getting old. I'm getting older. Right. I don't want to do that. I want to be wise in my older years. I want to do less, but let God do the more. That might set somebody free right there. Right. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. And I know that God can and will do that. Right. So I just think that we go through these periods where we don't understand what's happening. But if you're a person that's always on the move, it's going to be extremely difficult. But you really can at this time, like, we can focus on personal development, your spiritual growth, learning new skills, that can prepare you for what's next. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm doing more with the spiritual growth and the learning new skills part because I just want to be ready for when this season, this waiting season and this period is over, so that I can be like, okay, God, let's let this thing take off. So I'm really, really excited about that. The next thing is trusting in the timing and planning for each season, right? Like, you have to reflect on some of the past season that may seem unclear, but that later, based on time, they begin to make sense, right? And this can help, this can help you to increase your patience and your confidence, right? With your current season, you just got to trust in the timing and plan. Again, you ain't got to like it, but that might be what we need to, what we need to do, right? Because a lot of times now, any of you that are believers out there, you know, God don't always show us the plan. I don't even know why I still get mad about that, right? Like, he don't ever show us the whole plan. Not the whole plan to where I'm trying to see down the street, around the corner, around the bend. He doesn't show us that. He gives us flashes of some of the things, and then he doesn't show us too far, because I think then we will trust him less. And I don't think that that's ever what God would intend to happen. And so I think that there's some things that we have to just trust. We have to trust in his timing in this particular season. And the last thing that I want to say is, make sure that you are staying open to new opportunities of growth, right? Like, identify where you can grow. If you're in this season, if you have to wait, if you're waiting on God's timing, if you're not clear about what's going on, if this season is one where you're doing less, right? Just stay open to new opportunities, right? Put yourself out there for new opportunities, meet new people, try some new thing, let that be the thing, right? And make sure that you are kind to yourself with this, right? Like, you have to remind yourself that you're exactly where you need to be. Again, don't have to like it, but I think that once we get to this place where we're embracing, like, I'm really thinking about this. Once I get to this place where I'm embracing that, I know that I'm where I need to be. Now, if I know that I'm where I need to be, because God always has me where I need to be, with my journey towards him, because there's nothing wasted, no matter the tragedy, no matter the heartache, the pain, nothing is wasted. God can still be glorified through it. So if there's some tragic thing that's happened to me, or you, and we are getting through it, I'm encouraging us to look at, to be kind to yourself and to understand what God is trying to say to you through this season. Man, I want to applaud those of you who have taken some tragic places and times in your life and flipped that thing around for the glory and honor of God, to be able to help others through some things like that. I love reading stories and hearing stories about people, survivors of a lot of different things, that took that pain or took that time and turned it around for something good, right? Like I've said before, that I suffer from depression. I thank God that my doctor increased my meds when he did. And that, with my continuing to work out, has really, really, really strengthened my mental, especially going through seasonal affective disorder, which is called SAD, ironically. But just having that happen at this time of the year for me, and knowing that I gotta stay up, I gotta keep my mind strong. But if it's a seasonal affective disorder, like, how do you do that? Well, what I've learned for me is I always take my meds, but making sure that if I can get out in the sun more, if I can make sure that I am working out and surround myself with people who are checking on me, right? Like, that is something, again, it's a season. And setting myself up for success. So whatever season you might find yourself in, making sure that you are embracing it and you're identifying and understanding your purpose. You're not comparing yourself to anything. You are embracing the slowness and rest. If you're in a waiting season, you're trusting in the timing of that, and you are really, really leaning into some new opportunities. I think that if we really keep our mind in that particular area, God will really, really bless us and comfort us and keep us no matter what season we are in. I would love to hear from you guys on this. If you look in the description, you'll find various ways to contact me. Use any of them that works best for you, because I'm telling you guys, I really would love to hear from you, and I really would love to be reading what you're talking about over the air. So make sure you're doing that over the podcast. And I hope that there was something that was a blessing to your spirit and that really can help you to be the best person that you can be on this side of heaven. Go out and be great today on purpose, and I will see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.